This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Suspended for not complying with a coronavirus vaccination policy. Can the First Lady move the needle on vaccination rates? Will POT do that? A joint for a jab in Washington State. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris wraps up her trip to Latin America with some pretty sharp words, but will those who would illegally migrate to the United States be stopped based on what the VP had to say in a mini trip to Central America and then ultimately to Mexico as well? And hey, we have bipartisan cooperation in the United States Senate. Let me say that again. We have bipartisan cooperation in the United States Senate. That is crazy. It's like opposite day. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be the skipper of this ship as we navigate in some interesting waters, let's say. Coming up this hour, a conversation with the very bright Adrian Harrison. He'll make you feel like you can do it. You can do it. And we're going to take you inside the man cave as well. One of the Giants' longtime coaches dies, Jim Fossil. I'll talk about that. I interviewed him a couple of times, really great guy, and had some success with some pretty well-known Giant players, plus a mic drop moment. Sometimes crowds, you never know what they're going to do, even if you're the president of a country. Wink, wink. Giving you a hint as to what that might be. You may have no idea what I'm talking about. But first, let's dive into some of what I just jawed about there. The hospital workers, some of them didn't want to get vaccinated. So this has now happened in Houston. 178 of them are told you're not complying with our vaccine mandate. So 24,000, almost 25,000 Houston Methodist employees were fully vaccinated against the novel coronavirus by Monday's deadline, because they told them they had a deadline. But there were the employees that didn't get fully vaccinated. They were suspended without pay for 2 weeks. The Houston Methodist CEO, Mark Boom, wrote in an internal message that a system that their system that they have, that was shared with the Washington Post. So this is what they said. He said, of these employees, 27 have received one dose of the vaccine, so I'm hopeful they'll get their second one soon. I know that today may be difficult for some who are sad about losing a colleague who's decided to not get vaccinated. We only wish them well and thank them for their past service to our community, and we must respect the decision they made. Now, 285 employees did get a medical or religious exemption from the vaccine. 332 employees were granted deferrals for pregnancy or some other reason. But Houston Methodist told their staff, get vaccinated because we need to set an example and protect patients, is what they're saying. But, of course, there's lots of attacks over this. There's lots of legal threats. There's a lawsuit from about 100 of the staffers led by a nurse who worked in the coronavirus unit and insisted that the vaccines needed further study. So there were protests. Some of the signs said, don't lose sight of our rights. Vax is venom was another one. This was at a protest at Baytown Hospital. Houston Methodist, one of their hospitals in Baytown, Texas. But they're saying if you didn't prove you had a vaccine and you weren't comfortable with it, you had those options, and one of them was to be suspended. So those workers chose to be suspended. I'm going to be interested in what happens in the courts with this, because this is a big challenge, especially when you're talking about some of those frontline workers. Will they win this challenge or not? Vaccinations, and where are we as a country on vaccinations? 51.7% of the total population covered vaccinated. That's nowhere near 70, nowhere near 90%, or some of the numbers that were being thrown around. Sports tickets have been offered. Concert tickets have been offered. All kinds of free haircuts, coffee at Starbucks or wherever. Pot. If you go and you get jabbed in Washington State because marijuana is legal, you'll get a joint. They will hand you a joint as long as you're 21. So, and now the First Lady is on a mission because Joe Biden said we're going to get to 70% by July 4th. Pretty aggressive goal. And we've got falling vax rates. I don't see this happening. And the hospitalizations are so down, cases, all of that, despite the warnings of variants, et cetera. So I don't see that happening. But she is out there burning up the shoe leather and talking to people who are not happy about vaccinations and trying to flip the switch on the conversation. So, you know, she visited a couple of places. She visited a Harlem landmark and went there to talk about vaccines and the importance of the vaccines, you know, that whole kind of thing. But there were definitely people that were out there protesting. There was vaccine hesitancy. There's no question about that. There is a gap, and we see where the gap is, and I don't see that 70%. What I do see is a Senate that approved a very, very big bill to stop, curtail, put a lid on, whatever words you want to use, whatever fancy adjective you want to throw in, to stop China's economic and military ambitions. From almost day one, when I started doing this show 15 years ago, I kept looking at what was happening in China. I had lots of economists on, I had a lot of different people military-wise to talk about, hey, eyes on China, what's going on here, what should there be concern? So this bill, pretty much bipartisan vote, investing in science, technology, and a whole bunch of other things, and punishments against Beijing, too, for some of the ripoffs that they've been able to perpetrate on intellectual property. So, billions of dollars in federal money across lots of research areas, $50 billion in immediate funding into U.S. businesses that manufacture the sort of ultra-small, in-demand computer chips that power consumer and military devices. Why? You know, China? Globally, they have like 75% of chips. They make 75% of the chips. So that's not good when you look at what happened with the shortage, that we can't produce those chips. And they've been able to take advantage of that. And in other areas, they have been able to take advantage of it too, because they've been investing in research and science. Now, the bill still has to be adopted by the House. Democrats have some concerns about the Senate's approach, but it's believed that this will go through, especially if you look at what happened in the Senate and some of what the Republicans and Democrats came together and said, how important it is to do this. 68-32 was the official vote. Stay with us. Next, we're headed to the mic drop.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
These days, but can you imagine for a second, just close your eyes and picture this, you're on a raft, you're having fun, you got a cold one in your hand, it could be just iced tea, by the way, if you're a teetotaler, and you're there, you're on this nice raft, you're relaxing, finally, it's Memorial Day, and suddenly someone from a boat nearby, because you're on a raft, and it's a raft where, you know, it's like one of those plush rafts, but it's not this giant raft that you see, perhaps, you know, on the side of the cruise ship when you're escaping because you've hit an iceberg. No, this is just your ordinary, I went to Walmart and got a raft, and two of your friends are with you, and they're screaming, shark, 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 and you're in Pensacola, Florida. And what? And you're not that far off the beach, but you're deep enough that there's, you know, there's boats out there. So the shark turns out to be a hammerhead shark. And, you know, doesn't come up to you. Could have easily, a hammerhead shark could have jumped on that raft in a second. I've seen the video of this raft and the shark, and it easily, it could have been a disaster. But what was even scarier is there wasn't just one shark. There were 7 hammerhead sharks circling 3 young women who were on a yellow float near the shore, like I said, of Pensacola Beach. This happened just a couple of weeks ago. And what could they do? They just have to wait it out. And take a video of it, I suppose, and hope that nobody gets attacked. It was really kind of eerie. You know, they said they were pretty close to the shore, that they were at least in waist-deep water. And, you know, the sharks that I saw looked almost 8 feet long, but only circled around the raft, and then they left, and they swam out to deeper water, which is so lucky. I can't imagine the feeling of that. I think it's rare. I think it's rare to see that, number one, unless you're in a cage or you're diving or there somehow you're near where a hammerhead shark would appear, which could be in a lot of different places. But to have a group of them swim around and circle you like this, you need to see this video. Whatever search engine you have, just put in seven hammerhead sharks, Pensacola Beach, and you will see it. It's crazy. But now they have a story to talk about for a very, very long time. How about this? You are, well, you know, you're pretty much the man, if you will, when it comes to ruling a nation, or representing, I suppose is a better way to say that, representing a nation. And you're certainly not expecting, as you are glad handling, especially in the world that we live in now, that somebody is going to reach out and not just touch you, but somebody is going to reach out and slap you in the face. Yeah, let's hear that again. Slap you in the face. Yep, that is French President Emmanuel Macron, who was slapped when he was visiting a small town and he was being friendly. And the crowds, you know, are all screaming out for him. So he was behind barriers in this town, this French town I can't pronounce. But you want to hear my French? Ton Lachmage. Again, yes, I deserve that. He visited, I have to do Duolingo. He visited a high school that was training students to work in hotels and restaurants, and the video was actually posted everywhere. I mean, look, we live in a world where pretty much you can capture something like that on video. And sad. What is that about? They say it's an isolated act. But to me, you know, I don't know. Slapping the president, I don't know that they deserve that. I don't think that Macron deserved that. So I'm going to say he casually backed away. His people freaked out. They grabbed the guy, and that's what you're supposed to do. So I'm going to say mic drop. It's a mic drop moment, definitely, because people captured it. So forever, whatever his deal is, this is what, you know, he's going to be tied to. That's the other thing. And he's going to be tied to this, that he reached out and he smacked him, and he gave him a slap. And all he was doing was greeting the crowd. So it was kind of shocking. I think I saw it. The first thing I saw was on Twitter, and I had to look at it a couple times because I thought, well, that's odd. I mean, somebody could yell at you or have a sign. But, I mean, he hauled up and gave him a slap. Wow. Guess he just wanted to make a point. He wanted to be aggressive. He'll pay for that, right? Yeah. If you know anything about, in our country, the Secret Service, I've spent a little bit of time with the Secret Service, not for reasons you might think. Just because in going to the White House and covering politics a little bit in D.C., in knowing some people who are in the Secret Service, and they are, for all the criticism for things that have, some of the things that have happened in the past, boy, they are up on it immediately. Anything gets out of control, they are there. I think so many of them do such an incredible job. And it's one of those things that you have to be constantly alert, because if you get lulled into complacency that, hey, this is just a normal day, we're moving, we're doing this, we've you know, mapped out the strategy, just that one little slip could be a deadly slip. And there certainly have been attempts on presidents, and we saw what happened with Ronald Reagan, and we know that all the presidents in some way have had some sort of an attempt, maybe not like Reagan and how close he came But they're there, and they're there to, you know, to take the bullet, so to speak. And I think Macron's guys, for whatever they call their version of the Secret Service, they were there immediately, but they couldn't do anything about the slap. I mean, the slap just happened, and it was a strange moment because it was one of those moments where you're not expecting that, to my point, and it happens. Something looks innocuous, and then all of a sudden, it's not so innocuous. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to do the man cave thing. It's interesting because where we are now is in the NBA, and I'll talk about this a little bit, but in the NBA, we're in the playoffs, and the playoffs to me are a whole different thing from the regular season. I like the playoffs. Even the Hubs, who is not a basketball fan, suddenly I catch him constantly watching basketball. I mean, he's watching all the games. So the Philadelphia 76ers have a huge game. They beat the Hawks, even their series, in the East semifinals, 118-102. Joel Embiid, 40 points, 13 boards, and 2 assists. He looked unstoppable. And Shake Milton off the bench was pretty incredible for them, too. And how about the Jazz? The Jazz beat the Clippers in a tight game in the stretch, 112-109. So good for Donovan Mitchell, 45 points for him in the Utah Jazz's effort. And we roll through the playoffs with, it seems like there's hardly any break whatsoever. It feels like we just went from crowning a champion to, okay, we're into the next season. A couple of other things that I want to note here before we jump into the man cave. While the 76ers were winning, the Phillies were losing at home. The Braves, so right across town. I mean, everything in Philly, they're right next to each other. So you can hear cheers and boos if you are walking down the street. The Braves beat the Phillies 9-5. Oh, the Phillies struggling. They're 28-31. The Dodgers rolled in the end over the Pirates 5-3. Biggest gap, Orioles 10, Mets 3. The Orioles are still really lighting up offensively, and that's making a huge difference for them as they try to play some giddy-up. The team that is most booed because of what happened a couple of years ago with the cheating, the Astros knocked off the Red Sox 7-1. It's kind of fun to give you a couple of scores here. I am a huge Major League Baseball fan, and when I want to relax, that's what I do. I'll watch a Major League game, unless it's football season, then of course I'm all in on football, whether it's college or whether it's pro. Stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up her first overseas trip Tuesday after sitting down with the President of Mexico to discuss the root causes of the crisis at the U.S. southern border. Speaking to reporters, Harris said that dealing with the flow of migrants to the southern border is a multifaceted problem.
Let's approach this in a way that acknowledges there are many factors. And as with any intractable issue, we cannot be simplistic and assume that there is only one element or way of approaching the overall problem. If this were easy, it would have been handled a long time ago.
The vice president also said that she would visit the southern border, but gave no indication as to when that would happen. She has faced criticism for not having visited the border after being tapped by President Biden to deal with the crisis. This is USA Radio News. President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week as he wraps up his first overseas trip. Biden is expected to bring up a recent wave of cyber attacks in the U.S. that have been traced back to criminals operating in Russia. Some critics have called the face-to-face meeting premature, but Senator Chris Coons disagrees. The Connecticut Democrat tells MSNBC that there is no better time to push back against the Russians.
There is no better time for him to meet one-on-one with Vladimir Putin and confront him about his destabilizing actions, his aggression against the entire West, than just following on the heels of what I believe will be successive constructive meetings with the UK, with the EU, with NATO leadership. I think there's no better time for President Biden to make it clear in person to President Putin exactly what he intends to do to push back on Russian aggression.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We'll be talking about a lot of NFL, some of those off-season workouts, what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, and this big story, 71-year-old Jim Fossil, dead, again, at the age of 71. He was the head coach from 97 to 2003. What I remember about Jim Fossil, because I worked in New York during his era, is his big-time playoff guarantee in the 2000 season that just kind of, I don't know, willed or catapulted the Giants to a spot in the Super Bowl. And, boy, a lot of people were on Twitter talking about him. He, at one point, you know, when you think of his years as a coach, he was the 97 NFL Coach of the Year, and he pushed the Giants from 97 to 2003 with a 58-53-1 record, 2-3 in the postseason, including a 34-7 loss to the Ravens in the Super Bowl in February of 2001. But his 58 wins place him behind Steve Owen, who had 153, and Tom Coughlin, 102, and Bill Parcells was 77 among Giant coaches, which is pretty significant if you think of the New York Giants. And he absolutely coached a number of incredible Giant players, including Hall of Famer Michael Strahan, who is, of course, now a morning show host on Good Morning America and a big TV personality. And he said Jim Fossil was a big part of his life. He said he was a great man, a great coach, and he will be missed. I had a chance to interview him once, and I think he was really interesting, and he was very kind in the interview and just had some interesting things to say about his team. So, rip Jim Fossil.
definitely a football guy all the way around. We could talk throughout the entire man cave about his impacts on his impact on the sport and on various players, especially a couple I mentioned. Tinky Barber, I'd throw him into this superior running back at one point for the New York Giants. All right, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is the question, right? This is like the Goodyear blimp hovering around the NFL, the conversation. Turn on any sports show and every dude is talking about Aaron Rodgers. It reminds me of being held hostage in a sense by the great Brett Favre. When I was on the air and I was doing lots of sports and I was doing a show on Fox, I remember that constantly the questions, no matter where people were calling in, they were all about what was going to happen with Brett Favre. Is he going to go? And how can this happen? I can't believe it. And this is like deja vu all over again. And every time players are asked about it, you know, is he going to be there? What do you think? They always say, we have his back. We're here for him. We love Aaron Rodgers, you know, et cetera. But I don't know. This is very, very, very strange. I mean, the Packers could fine Rodgers up to $93,000 plus for missing the 3-day camp. The fine for missing the first day of camp is already $15,000. Then you keep adding them up, et cetera, et cetera. And there are Packer players who are out of mini camp, but that's because of COVID protocols. For Rodgers, he's the only player who was considered a mini camp holdout. And it's the first time in his career that he skipped mandatory mini camp. I mean, of course, he's a missing element. He is the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that's it. That's the end of story. Is he going to be there or not? And that is the story. That is the biggest story in the NFL. You could talk about injuries. You could talk about teams retooling. We can look at teams, what we think their records are going to be. We can, you know, forecast that after we get out of mini camps, and I'll do that. I'll give you my road to the Super Bowl. Why not? I don't need a magic eight ball. I've done this for years, so I will, for what it's worth, I'll go through that. But this is it. I mean, people, this is it. I mean, it doesn't matter if you root for the 49ers, you root for the Tampa Bay Bucks, you root for the New England Patriots, the Dallas Cowboys, you know, whoever, the focus is absolutely on this story. Although I will say this, there is a crazy thing happening with the 49ers. Players just keep getting hurt. They just keep losing players to season-ending injuries. After 2020 was just ravaged by them, right? So you got Tavarius Moore, who tore his Achilles, and a huge safety for them. So there's just, like, no way that Moore, who, and I say he's huge because he's been an established starter for the 49ers. And Skull is the other one who, Justin is the other one who played like 31 regular season games over the past 2 years, 12 starts at tackle and guard. And he's expected to be healthy and competitive. And he's out. He had a torn ACL in his knee. So you're not coming back from that. I mean, that means you are out and you're done for, you're done for the season before the season even gets underway. And speaking of injuries, you know, you look at the NBA and here we are in the midst of some pretty incredible playoff. I think basketball is great. Playoff basketball, it's been great. There's been some edge of your seat type of ball that I haven't seen really all year long. And that's what happens. Everybody's amped up in the playoffs and it's like a whole different world. But what's really fascinating because of injuries, because of this crazy condensed season, because it seems like, you know, they finished, the Lakers were crowned champions in the bubble, and poof, they're back just a few months later playing again, and dealing with the virus was the priority for the 2021 season. But now the league is saying they're seeing a dramatic increase in injuries not related to COVID-19. And you wonder how that carries over next year. The average number of players sidelined per game due to injury, non-COVID related, by the way, non-COVID, was 5.1. ESPN, actually, one of the guys at ESPN started tracking it back in 2009. So it doesn't include games missed by players in the health and safety protocols. The next highest season was 4.8. So 2020 one was 5% higher. How crazy is that? But it makes sense because of the shortened season. You know, you look at, and it's so pronounced too, the All-Stars missed 370 out of a possible 1,944 games. That's 19%. That's the highest percentage in a season in NBA history. And why do you care about all these numbers? Well, that's from the Elias Sports Bureau. And saying they missed an average of 13.7 regular season games this year, you know, talking about league stars, well, that's what pulls people into these arenas. See, it is about the star power. We all know it. Just when you think of basketball, what are the names that fly out of your mouth right away? Do you think Michael Jordan wasn't the guy who filled up every arena constantly when he was on the road? Do you think they ever wanted to see Michael Jordan get hurt? No! And that is an insane number. You even have Brooklyn Nets star guard James Harden, who left game one of the second round series against the Bucks because of a right hammy. You had Mike Conley, the Jazz point guard, who missed a game against the Clippers because he's going to miss a game because of the mild right hammy he had. So he's missing that one. He missed the Tuesday night game. And this is what's happened, the fatigue, the stress, that those kinds of injuries. But you can't roll down the court on those injuries. So you're out. You know, for the first time ever, I mean, look at LeBron James. He said, I always think from the moment we entered the bubble to now, it's been draining. And he's not trying to make excuses because, hey, the Lakers were knocked out. But he was knocked out for the first time ever in the first round. Mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally draining is what he called it. He said, yeah, it's just crazy. And you could see that when I remember somebody saying to me, what's with the quick turnaround? But that was the idea. Look, you're playing in the bubble. You're trying to give the fans some action. And then you got to re-rack and start again. And it was inevitable that that was going to happen. I mean, really, it was inevitable that that was going to happen. Wow. All right. This story from Major League Baseball is, I mean, look, you got to crack down on pitcher-friendly foreign substances. I think I did a show, a man cave on it, where we were talking about what kind of substances, and, you know, this has been going on forever. But Yankees ace Gerrit Cole struggled to come up with an answer when he was asked whether he used a particularly sticky paste called spider tack while on the mound. He, like, paused. You know when somebody, they got you, when there's a long pause, right? I never do the long pause. I don't, this was his answer, like, I don't, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, yeah, I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. That was a news conference before the Yankees began a three-game series in Minnesota. And then he paused again before continuing, saying, there are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players. What, cheating? From the last generation of players to this generation of players. And that they shouldn't be out of bounds. What? No. They're checking everything. So anybody who's trying to mess with that now, they got to forget about it. Because it's not happening. And they can tell, you know, they start to look at it. And look, Cole isn't quite halfway into the second season of $324 million 9-year contract. He's third in Major League Baseball with 104 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. So they're cracking down. Let's see what happens here. To be continued. You know, Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, said, in the end, all that anyone really wants, pitchers, position players, managers, is the best possible product and the most level of playing field that we can create. I go to this again. So then every pitcher gets the memo on what they're supposed to use, what kind of substance. Aye, aye, aye. All right, we're closing the door to the man cave, and I'll meet you on the other side.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Boy, I can't tell you how excited I am to introduce you to our next guest. He's about an hour outside of Auckland in New Zealand, rapidly becoming one of my favorite places and my favorite people. Just don't tell the Irish that. Adrian Harrison is with us. He's written a book, and this title tells it all. Creating Now, Your Guide to Creative Thinking, Insightful Living, and Comprehensive Success. That sounds good to me. I can't think of anyone I know that could not use this book and what's inside this book. So, Adrian, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Kate. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
So tell me what led to writing this book. Tell me the road to writing this book.
Well, my life changed about 30 years ago when I had the most disastrous divorce. I was already a doctor. I had children, a family, but then came a divorce, and it was a complete disaster for everybody involved. But what happened from that was a couple of colleagues put me on the track of personal development. And I went along, did one course, and then another, and, you know, suddenly I was hooked. And ever since, personal development has been the passion of my life. I just absolutely love it. I've done lots of courses. I read lots of books about it. And so about 12 years ago, I think it was, medicine just got to be too much full-time work. Was just killing me, and for 2 years I was taking painkillers for headaches every day, and I realized I just couldn't keep going. So at that point I cut right back. I reduced to half time as a doctor, and I had free time. And I thought, it took me a long time to work out what I was going to do with that free time. And then I realized, oh, my goodness, I've got all this experience that I've got through my life and through all the courses and reading. I'm going to be a personal development coach. And the first thing I did, I decided to write a book. And that's the book. It took me 3 years to write it. But what it does, it really encapsulates all the training and all the learnings that I've had through my life. And it was a wonderful experience getting it all down, and it reinforced it to me. And I really want to make it available to other people, because I think there's some absolute gold in there, Kate.
Yeah, and you and I talked about some of that gold in there, and you said you would give us all, so I want everyone to pay attention to this, tips. Some tips for having the kind of life that you're talking about. Because I know there's not anyone, any human, I think, that you could ask that question to, and they'd say, oh, no, thank you. I'd rather be miserable, and I'd rather be trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be feeling and what I'm missing out on. And that's what you found. You can see it. I'm looking at you, so everybody knows in Radio Land, we're on a Zoom call, so it's wonderful. I get to see the glow that you have, and that, you've been carrying that around now for decades because of what you learned by taking those courses, as you say, and then becoming a life coach. So you're a doctor, and yeah. Then you also are a life coach. So you realized it. So tell us some of that gold. Tell us some tips.
Well, I think before I do that, I'm just going to make one point, and that is, Kate, that is that through the process I've been through, I now absolutely love my life, and I love what I'm doing. And to me, the experience that I had emotionally prior to that just does not compare with the way that my life has evolved and how I feel about myself, and because I always felt unworthy and not good enough, unconfident, and now I've come to a place of power and love and compassion and generosity, and that's what I want in the world, and when we can give that to the world. When your listeners are able to give that to the world, look, we make the world a better place. That's what I'm here for. I want the world to be a better place. And that's what the book is. And what the book says is that if you're prepared to take on actively and purposefully managing your life, and you do this regularly, look, amazing transformation is possible, not just for yourself, but for the people in your life and for the impact that you make in the world and making that world a better place. So that's just a little encapsulation of what the book's all about. And then if I were to give four tips, would you like me to talk about them?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And, Kate, I'll say from the outset, I can send your listeners a copy of these tips with a little bit of expansion, because we won't have time to talk about them all in detail, but I can send your listeners a copy of these tips if they would like them. My email address is Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N, at spindoctor. You know what spindoctor is, .com?
I like that spin doctor.
or you can get me through my website, which is www.professionalsbestlife.com. Professionalsbestlife.com. So the four tips that I would say are, firstly, manage your mindset. Make a commitment to being happy and to being your best self. If every day you wake up and you decide, I'm going to be my best self, and at lunchtime you think, oh, didn't do quite so well there. Hang on, I'm going to do better now this afternoon. Just keep reminding yourself you're going to be your best self. Make a commitment to that. That makes a huge difference. The next point is to know what you want. Most people only know vaguely what they want. They haven't decided exactly what it is. And that, you know, when it's vague, it's like you set up on a journey and you don't know exactly where you want to go. You're going to wind up somewhere, but if you know exactly where you want to go, you'll get there, and you'll have the experience that you want. So know what you want. The third point is be organized. And what I mean by be organized is create rules for yourself and create habits for yourself that work. And I won't go into a whole lot of them, but look, the very first one is to start the day by connecting with your best self and connecting with what you most want in life. If you connect with those things, just bring them to your mind just for a couple of minutes, every day, look, that feeds into your mind and gradually you know them. The next thing about being organized is to use documents. Use task lists. Use a task list for the things that you need to do. And, you know, my task, I have one task list for the week, but I have another task list as well of things that I need to do, which I can't do immediately, and I don't know exactly when I'm going to do them. So you need two task lists, one for what your immediate things you're going to do, and another for the bigger list. Can't do it yet, but gee, I want to get round to that. So have that second task list too. There are a whole lot of things. Another way of being organized is to know what your distractions are. Life's full of distractions.
Yes, it is.
And so distractions are bad because they distract you from your intentions and your purposes. So, I coach people, and one of the ladies I was coaching said that one of the distractions she has is that she will start doing busy work. She knows she's got key things to do, but it's a bit hard to, before I do that, I'll just do a bit of busy work. I'll just do my email. I'll just look at social media. I'll just watch a bit of television. You know, those things take over so much of our life. And if you know what those distractions are, make a point of knowing what they are, then you can deal with them and manage yourself better. But I was saying earlier, in organizing yourself, it's important to use documents. In my book, I say quite a few times, consciousness is fluidic. In other words, we'll think of an idea or plan something to do, and then you get something happens, and you go off and doing other stuff, the days pass, and you forget about it. When I say it's fluidic, it's like it drifts away on the tide. And we lose sight of things. We can lose information. We can lose great ideas, like ideas that will actually make a huge difference in our lives. So use documents. And one of the documents I started using was keeping a list of my problems.
Wow.
And every time I got a problem, I just write it down. And the list got quite long. In the space of a week, it got quite long. But after that, it really slowed down. I wasn't having too many problems. But then what I did was to look at that list for 10 minutes or less each morning, and an idea would occur to me of what I could do about this problem or that problem. And, you know, by knowing what my problems were, my subconscious mind was ticking over and working out stuff for me even while I was asleep. And so I'd wake up the next morning with a new idea of what I could do with that problem. So but that's what I say, use documents. Have lists. You know how useful it is when you go shopping at the supermarket. If you don't have your list, things get forgotten.
And again, you can get the book on Amazon, Adrian Harrison, Creating Now, Your Guide to Creative Thinking, Insightful Living, and Comprehensive Success. Thanks so much for sharing this, and go out and get the book, people. Thank you.
That's wonderful. It's great to be with you, Kate. I really appreciate being with you.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.